This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It's Wednesday. Even on the bye week, we have our guy B. Scott. He's in the building as the Texans are now 2-3 after that ass kicking they put down on the Ravens. Bye week, then they have Monday Night Football coming up against a good Seattle Seahawks team. And I guess I'll start here with you. What did you learn in the last two games? 70-10 is the Texans' score with their opponents. What did you learn? You think you've learned now the last two games about the Texans?
So part of what I learned was just confirmation. I knew that this was a really good defense, and they have all only confirmed that over the last couple of weeks. What I learned that was new is the Texans might have an offense. Like, this offense might be cooking with grease now.
Now you said might.
Now, it's still a might because we haven't seen enough of it. And, look, I'm not blaming them for their opponents. I don't want them to change the schedule or change the circumstance and make the Titans be better and make the Ravens be healthy. Like, they can't do these things. Like, they got to deal with the schedule that's in front of them. With that being said, it was against a Titans team that nobody thinks is any good and has shown it's not really any good. And then a Ravens team that, look, their defense wasn't good when their guys were healthy. They certainly weren't going to be good against the Texans. And it was, for me, why I thought going into the game they had no excuse not to perform. Now, I ain't know they was going to put up no 40 burger or nothing like that. But I didn't feel like they had any excuses not to perform against that version of the Ravens defense. And I'll be damned if they didn't go out there and handle business. So what I learned is they've made progress. They've shown some signs that are encouraging about the offense in terms of the play calling, the sequencing of the plays, how they're using guys, who they're involving in the game. I've been making this point all week. Like, you know, we went in after the first couple of games complaining about them not getting Nico Collins involved enough and the fact that they didn't have enough weapons. Now they have seem to have found the best of both worlds, at least in these last couple of games, where they're feeding Nico Collins appropriately, but they're also distributing the ball to other guys and getting other guys involved. So dare I say it looks like a competent offense.
Yeah, that's it looks. This is what I would have liked to have happened. I know it's crazy to say it, but what you would like to have happened in the preseason, right, is you got a team that needs to win more than 10 games, go beyond the second round of the playoffs. Let's get all of these, what they've had to flush out over the first 3 weeks of football. I don't know, flushed it out in the preseason, but here we sit, and I feel like the last two games have been somewhat preseason-like, and now all of a sudden you're fixing to go play Seattle, who looks to be a real contender this year, and see if what you've put on tape works against a better football team.
Yeah, and one of the things specifically about the offense that really has me encouraged on their behalf is, look, we talk a lot about and did talk a lot in the first couple of weeks about the penalties. And I think it goes without saying that you don't want penalties. It's in the name. You get penalized. Like, it's obviously a negative thing. But what I didn't like and have not liked about this offense or about the narrative, I should say, is the excuse making for the penalties. Like, oh, we got penalties that killed a drive. We got some penalties. We had some false starts. We had some issues. Now the whole operation is upside down. I get how that puts you behind, but I want to see how good you are. Can you overcome those mistakes? Because you're going to have these mishaps throughout the course of a game. Now, you prefer not to have 8-10 penalties or whatever it is. Prefer to have 2 or 4, 2 to 4 or something like that. But early in this game, you can look at it where they have that penalty on the field goal drive, their first field. So not their first drive, but their second drive, their first field goal drive. And look, they ran 10 plays. 8 of them were pretty good plays. Now they had the penalty and then they gave up the sack to Kyle Van Noy when it was a blown blocking assignment or whatever it was, but it was off the strength of that drive overall that they were able to salvage that drive and have a 50-yard field goal. The next drive where they find Nico Collins in the end zone, they get that Dalton Schultz penalty earlier in the drive, and look, a couple of weeks ago it seemed like that would have buried them, but no, they're still moving the ball. They still got confidence in their plays, and then what do you know? Third down, C.J. Stroud's able to find Nico Collins. I say all that to say in the end zone. I say all that to say it looks like an offense that not only is finding its way in terms of play calling, but even is showing a little bit of explosiveness, a little bit of spiciness to where they can overcome a bad play or two and still not be dead in the water.
Yeah, Brandon Scott joining us, Texans Report. And we've talked about this a bit today. Like, this isn't just about the teams they played. There've been quite a bit of change in the last 2 weeks with the team, from players to looks like the way they're running offense, the way they're doing things, from, you know, CJ Gardner-Johnson to Cam Rump. They've not only had advantageous opponents, but they've made some changes as well that I think now we're going to see a little bit more when we get this stretch of games against better opponents. But I think the changes they've made have something to do with also the better play and success.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that the communication is a lot better on defense and that you see a lot fewer of some of these communication gaps that they were having before. I don't think it's a coincidence that the offensive line now that has had a couple of weeks to be fully healthy. They put in Juice Scruggs, who was not spectacular by any means, but that seems to be having them in a little bit more of an offensive rhythm. Yeah, man, look, the way I look at it is like they lost a couple of close games to some really good teams and did not play their best ball. The big blemish on the season so far for me is losing that game at Jacksonville when Jacksonville tried to give you the game. Now, it looks like they might be a better football team than they showed on that particular day, but if we're just going to isolate it to that particular day, the Texans should have won that game. Hell, any football team should have won that game because it didn't seem like Jacksonville had any interest in winning it, and you gave it to them anyway. You didn't go out there and take it. So outside of that, I feel like I've seen some good and some not so bad, not so terrible. And we got to be real. They're now a different team, at least on the defensive side, a little bit of a different team than they were the first couple of weeks of the season.
That's a really good point about, you know, the Texans and their – I mean, I guess the fact that through this, we talked about it yesterday, through this two-game stand, you could have been like, to hell with it. We just need to feel some success, man. Go bombs away. Go hold the football and throw it deep. And to your point of through this thing, they've changed some players. They've changed some scheme. And their quarterback has committed to a different looking brand of quarterback, right? And so in a time when you could have just been like, to hell with the system, and I'm finna bomb. I'm finna go get mine. You know what I mean? It looks like guys have bought in more. It looks like guys have committed more. And to your point, that is a plus when we start digging into, well, boy, are we going to see this on Monday night against Seattle?
And if you want any evidence of what you're saying right there, look no further than the run game. Like the offensive line doing a pretty good job in the run game, but the way as a unit, as an overall unit, they're kind of getting after it in the run game, I think in a way that wasn't – I don't feel like they did it like this last year.
And Dalton Schultz damn sure did.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz, the addition of the rookie Higgins, that's and obviously he's a bigger body receiver, but he gets after it in the run game. Of course, Jalen Knowles, a smaller dude, but lifts like a linebacker. So you got some guys that are going out there and getting after it in the run game. The thing that I'm really looking out to see, and a question that I'm still trying to answer, that I'm asking, that I'm still trying to answer and don't have the answer to yet, in terms of whether they're a good football team. Like, they're 2-3, so just by record, they're not. But are they, or can they actually be a good football team, is when they start winning some of these close games. Like, the one thing to point out about the last couple of games, and you like it, you kind of...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Prefer it to be a blowout, but they have been blowouts. When they've played in the close games, they have lost them. And to me, the good teams are the ones that either find a way to win the close games, or in that Jacksonville case, because they wasn't no good team in winning that close game, find a way not to lose the close game, which is what the Texans did in that game. So to me, the Rams, the Bucks go out and win the close game, good teams. The Texans go out and lose the close game, not an indication of a good team. Will they start doing that? Will we see it start with the Monday Night Football game against Seattle? At some point, they're going to play another close game. It's bound to happen. And what side of the ledger do they fall on when it comes time to show it?
Real quick, how you feel about them their chances of getting back in it in terms of the AFC South, the division?
That I'm worried about. I'm glad you asked me that, because I've been looking and doing the math and trying to just configure it all in my head. Look, they're not going to... It's not like they're going to sweep their non-division opponents, but it's not like you can take for granted that they're just going to sweep the division going the rest of the way. And so where is the catch-up going to happen? Who's going to step up? Who's going to fall off? Like, in terms of the Texans, like, are they going to catch fire? And is Indy and Jacksonville going to come back down to earth at some point? And, or are we going to have some kind of meeting of the middle? I'm not exactly sure. The way I sit here, or from where I sit here right now, I feel like, hey, can't afford to lose that next Jacksonville game, obviously, because you already lost to them once. Can't lose to Tennessee, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got two games against Indianapolis that feel like, again, from where we sit right now, feel like gotta have it games on the back end of the season.
Yeah, especially if you're going to try to win this division.
Yeah.
All right, B. Scott, we appreciate you. Catch him on Friday, as he'll be on In the Loop. He's with us each and every Wednesday at 4:40.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.